Welcome back to Torah 101 Daily. As we study through the Holy Torah of Adonai, the first five books of your Bible, the foundation for the scriptures. Today is the last portion of Parasha Ki Tissa, beginning in chapter 34, verse 27. Adonai said to Moshe, "Write these words down, because they are the terms of the covenant I have made with you and with Israel." Moshe was there with Adonai 40 days and 40 nights, during which time he neither ate food nor drank water, and Adonai wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the 10 words, or the 10 commandments. So in the making of the second set of tablets, Moshe is ordered to write down the terms of the covenant, meaning the civil laws, the ceremonial laws, dietary laws. But God himself wrote with his own finger the words of the Ten Commandments in the new set of tablets. 40 days and 40 nights Moshe was there with Adonai. One ancient story from the Midrash speaks of this. It's a story that was told of Rabbi Yochanan, that he once went from Tiberias to Sepphoris together with Rabbi Hia, his disciple, and spying a certain vineyard, he pointed it out to Rabbi Hia, adding, "That vineyard once belonged to me, but I sold it for so much." On hearing this, Rabbi Hia wept and said, "You have left no provision for your old age." But the other replied, "What? Is it a light thing in your eyes that I have sold a thing which was created in 6 days and have acquired for myself instead something which was given only after the expiration of 40 days? But whereas the entire world and the fullness thereof were created in 6 days, the Torah was given at the end of 40 days. An interesting way to look at this. 40 days it took for the assembling of the tablets. And yet the earth was, and the heavens were created all in 6 days. So the substance of the Torah, heaviness of it, the seriousness of it, left the ancient rabbinic sources in awe of the magnitude of the words of God. Verse 29, when Moshe came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the testimony in his hand, he didn't realize that the skin of his face was sending out rays of light as a result of his talking with Adonai. Rays of light emanating from the face of Moshe coming down from Mount Sinai. The ancient rabbis said that Moshe received these rays of light coming from his face when he was in the cleft of the rock, the cave, when the Holy One, blessed is he, placed his hand on his face. As it is said, and I will cover you with my hand. That from Midrash Tanhuma. That Moshe received the rays of light when God's hand covered him. But also this is alluded to by Rabbi Shaul in 2 Corinthians 3:7. It said that if the written text engraved on stone tablets came with glory, such glory that the people of Israel could not stand to look at Moshe's face because of its brightness, even though that brightness was already fading away. Won't the working of the Spirit be accompanied by even greater glory? Verse 30, when Aaron and the people of Israel saw Moshe, the skin of his face was shining, and they were afraid to approach him. But Moshe called to them. Then Aaron and all the community leaders came back to him, and Moshe spoke to them. Afterwards, all the people of Israel came near, and he passed on to them all the orders that Adonai had told him on Mount Sinai. And once Moshe had finished speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. So it is taught that Moshe here gave the Torah, taught the Torah, chapter by chapter, first to Aaron and then Aaron's sons. And then with Aaron's sons and Aaron listening once again, he would speak to the community leaders. Then all of the community leaders and Aaron and his sons would hear the Torah once again, the teaching. Now for the second or third time. And then all the people of Israel would come and receive everything God had ordered. Verse 33, and once Moshe had finished speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But when he went in before Adonai for him to speak, he would take the veil off until he came out. Then when he came out, he would tell the people of Israel what he had been ordered. But when the people of Israel saw Moshe's face, that the skin of Moshe's face shone, he would put the veil back on over his face until he went in again to speak with Adonai. Rashi explained that this was to keep the rays of light from being seen in an ordinary way by the people, as Moshe wanted this to be reserved for his time in transmitting the scriptures, that the focal point would not be on himself, but the focal point would be on the power of God coming through the transmission of his word, his Torah. Torah 101.